WMFO in Medford. Morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's a new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour music that contains new material from J.D. McPherson, Dumb Lovers, and Swimming Tapes. Today's reissue song is from The Doors off a re-release of a special singles album. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new single from the Vinyl Records, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Ola Canada. Ola Canada, with a Canada spelled with a K, are a five-piece female-fronted mixed-gendered dream pop, alt-pop electronica band. Even though the band's name has Canada in it, they are actually from London. These guys are really new, but they feel like veterans to me. Their sound is tight, very well constructed. They have released two singles thus far in 2017 for today's show. Decided to play their first released single, Fantasy. Next week, I'll play the second release song. I'm sure you'll hear another track from them. In October, the band will be releasing their debut EP then. New music from Ola Canada here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
As a kid, we would run around houses down the streets. We could race a skateboard down the hill. We would chase the beggars around the playground. I could laugh when your knee bleeds. My mom could cook us things. I'll make the burgers out of the grass. Climb the rainbow, sprint with cars.
You got a memory, you got a place to be, I got a place to see, and all I have is just a dream. You got a memory, you got a place to be, I got a place to see, and all I have is just a dream. You got a memory.
New music from Holiday Party here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Holiday Party, they are a male-female duo from Brisbane, Australia. They are Luke McDonald and Mel Tickle, with Mel being the female. That song is from the band's debut single. It's called I'm Still Here. For a debut song, I'm liking it a lot. If you like it too, you can download it for free if you go to my website at tksmusic.com. You can find the link there. I am now following Holiday Party on Facebook and SoundCloud, so when they put new music out, I will be ready. Changing musical direction with something new from an independent artist. They are called Vintage Number 18. Now, Vintage Number 18 is a, quote, fiery soul blues band making their mark throughout the Washington, D.C. area with their engaging live performance and infectious groove, unquote. Couldn't agree more. The band is fronted by Robin Capsalis and ably supported by Bill Holter, Mark Chandler, and Alex Caldell. I received their debut full-length album, Grit, here at the station last week, and I've been listening to it in my car ever since. I would love to see these guys live. I actually had a difficult time just picking one track to play for you this morning. I ended up with the lead-off cut. This is called Diamonds Are Optional. New music from Vintage Number 18 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just one kiss will do. Diamonds are optional. If you can't hold me tight, everything is for sure. One kiss, I will do. I don't need your fancy car.
latest material from J.D. McPherson here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning, kind of a gray, rainy-ish, leftover. Well, actually, kind of the whole storm off the coast here. J.D. McPherson and the boys, they're back with a brand new album, the third album. It's called Undivided Heart and Soul. This young fellow was listed back in 2012 by Rolling Stone magazine as an artist to watch. I've been watching him for a couple of years now, too. This guy puts out a great live show with tons of enthusiasm and bravado. The new album drops October the 6th. He got to sample the pre-release single. It's called Crying's Just a Thing That You Do.
Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and always stay in the kitchen when cooking at high temperatures. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
Next up is a new one from Dumb Lovers. Dumb Lovers are an unsigned indie pop retro 80s threesome from Bournemouth in the south of England. They're Megan Rees, Robin Clark, and James Gordier. He's on the drums. They count their influences as the Cocktail Twins, The Cure, and Joy Division, which is why you can see they have an 80s influence going there. They've just self-released on September 7th their third single of 2017. This one is Girl. New music from Dumb Lovers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the vinyl records right after the latest here from Swimming Tapes. The latest music from Swimming Tapes here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 915 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. If you listen to my show with any frequency, you already know that I play these guys a lot. Swimming Tapes, that is. They're five guys from London that play some dreamy guitar pop. Their words, not mine, but I agree with it. I found these guys in 2016 when they were just getting started. They released a series of singles that year, which culminated into their debut EP in February. They're now back with a follow-up EP. It's called Soft Sea Blue, which just dropped on September 15th. And I just played the latest single from them called Allison. Well, it's time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'll play a new tune from an artist, and then I'll follow up with a selection from their past. Oh, there's a fire truck going by. That's nothing I can do about it. Anyway, this is always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is the Vinyl Records. The Vinyl Records are an unsigned all-girl group. They're out of New Delhi in India, and I'm liking what they do a lot. They do a wonderful post-punk kind of sound. They're still a little raw, but they are wonderful, and they are playing big venues in their home country. Some label I definitely think is going to pick them up for sure. I found them back in 2013 when they self-released their debut EP. Well, they are now self-releasing their self-titled debut full-length album on Bandcamp. The song I have for you now is called Sundial. So this is the Vinyl Records. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO Freeform Radio, Tufts University. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was the Vinyl Records with The Vibe. It was released in 2013 and can be found on their Whims EP. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I'll be posting it a little bit later on this morning. I was a little behind schedule this morning, but I'll have it up shortly. In the meantime, though, if you do cruise on over to my website at tksmusic.com, you'll be able to check out old playlists. Also, there's links for free downloads available there as well. Some videos housed there and an email function if you want to send me a note, request, or suggestion. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week is from The Doors. The album that has been re-released is, well, actually, it's kind of a new release of compilation of their singles, and it's cleverly called Singles. You can already tell that, that with the reissues coming out, at least maybe you don't, but since I keep track of this stuff, I notice at this time of year, the reissues of box sets and collections come out because the holiday soon is going to be on us and people buy them for stocking stuffers, in other words. Anyway, the album has all the popular hits on it, like Light My Fire, Break On Through, and Love You Madly. This song that I picked for this morning is called Touch Me, and it first appeared on The Doors' Soft Parade album, which came out in 1969. And by the way, it's a great album, very underrated as far as The Doors collection goes. So, this is The Doors with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? No,
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain.
Freeform Radio. Tosu University, 91.5 WMFO. TK, spinning the latest. Were you here at music you might otherwise miss? Closing off that two-song set was the latest from The Belligerents. The Belligerents are a five-piece unsigned indie rock band out of Brisbane, Australia. I first found them in 2015 with the release of a rockin' tune called In My Way. They finally released their debut full-length album, Science Fiction, on September 1st. The tune I just spun there was called Sorry to Say. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Plastic Picnic, which is a great name for a band. Plastic Picnic is a Brooklyn-based band comprised of four Pacific Northwest transplants. Two duos, Luke and Panario, then Hunt and Taylor. They developed their styles playing in separate Seattle projects. It actually wasn't until moving east that the pairs were brought together by a mutual friend, which is, I think, a great story. So the boys have been releasing a series of singles, five of them since May of 2016. The latest single is called Bite. So we have new music from Plastic Picnic here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Blocks here on 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio, Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you with music you might otherwise miss. That is Blocks, B-L-O-X-X. They're female-fronted alternative indie pop rock four-piece from Uxbridge, but currently make West London their base of operations. Ophelia, she's the driving force behind the band with their strong vocal presence and powerful guitar playing. I first featured them in April of this year when they were still unsigned. Since then, they signed an agreement with Chess Club Records, which allowed them to release that latest single called Coke, and I believe that they have an album coming out later this year. Next on the playlist is a new track from Holiday Ghosts. Holiday Ghosts play some stripped-down garage pop. These three lads from Falmouth are all, well, actually three, they added a young lady to the outfit as well. They're originally from other bands. What I like about them is they keep it simple and that all four of this mixed gender group sing, which makes for a great varied sound. They're getting ready to release their record label full-length self-titled album debut on September 22nd. Song that I have for you now is called Quiet Carriage. New music from Holiday Ghosts here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from sports. Sports writes some short and fun songs. Their record label, Father Daughter Records, has released a combined single with Sports and Plush as the featured artist. The single from Sports is called Making It Right. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
I'm not really in-